Good morning, everybody, and good afternoon, if that happens to be your time. Welcome to You Are Important to Sara. I'm first going to apologize up front. I have a cold this week, so if you hear me blowing my nose or crackling, then this is what I'm afraid it is today. So I am hoping that everybody is having a good day. I was just discussing with Michelle from Authentic Radio the weather that we're having at the present moment. I was up in Toronto last week where I did my shows for the last 2 weeks, and we were up in the 80 and 90 degrees, which was amazing, except for the humidity, too hot for me. Come back down to Vancouver where it is 12 and 13 and pouring with rain. And we were talking about cleansing. We're talking about how emotional cleansing is going on, and that's not just within us, it's also within our areas. And it seems to be the West Coast is kind of really crying some tears at the present moment. So anyway, I think today I'm going to just tell you a little bit more about me and the people that are going to be coming up in the month of June. I am a soul awareness teacher. What does that mean? That means is I help you switch on your soul. I help you learn to listen to your soul. Your soul will never lie to you. You know what we call those gut instincts? Every time your gut goes tight, it's saying to you, don't do it, don't do it. And if you don't listen and you go and do it, then you wish to God you'd listen to your gut. Well, the gut is where the soul is, and it will never lie to you. It is always truthful. So if that gut is tightening up, don't go rushing off and doing what you thought you wanted to do. Stop, think, ask questions, let the soul speak to you. After it's spoken to you through the soul, and you will know, because you have no doubt. It's just like, yes, it feels right. I'm not going to argue with it. It's then taken to your heart, which is your passion. And that's where you get excited about the information that you have. And that's where the passion starts pouring in. And you take it to your spirit. And your spirit lies up in your chest, and that's your action and your enthusiasm. And that's when everything starts to come up through the throat, and then you start to speak that passion, and that is your intent, that is your knowingness. You don't have to think it, you don't have to analyze it. When you're speaking a soul truth, it goes from soul to heart to spirit to mouth. Your head knows what to say, because it's deleted all the information it doesn't need to know. It is just in its knowingness. These are the tools, or this is the program that I teach. I have tools that help you get to this point where you can trust your soul to heart, to spirit, to intent. My programs are extremely simple. Some I've been doing for 38 years. I've been a spiritual counselor for over 40. Another program I've been doing for the last 11 years. I have combined the two together, and what they have done now is actually created an understanding of self. We have a spiritual self, we have a human self. The human self has a personality DNA. That personality DNA is how we perceive life, how we interact with life, how we understand life from our perspective. It is our character. Our character will address everything in that character's knowingness. This is where conflict lies many a time. You speak so fervently from what you understand to be right from your perspective. And while you're so emphatically speaking that perspective to someone else, they are fervently believing in their perspective. And this is where sometimes you end up speaking at one another and not to one another. You may agree, but because you see it so differently, you're actually not quite in the same frequency, and so therefore you think you're both right and the other one is wrong. One of the things I teach, which is a baseline of True Colors, which is Myers and Briggs, I've taken the program and taken it off into another level and combined it with my view of life. It gives you an understanding of who you are. What is your character? What is your personality? How do you see things? How do you interact with people? How do you hear other people? How do you understand those four very key personalities that are within you? How do you use them on a daily basis? And how does this define who you are? This was a light bulb moment for me when I first took this course back in 2001. All the bells went off. I suddenly came to an understanding of why I was different in my family. I was a totally different personality to everyone that was there. It also gave me a great deal of forgiving. I forgave them for not understanding me. How could they? Their personalities were so utterly different to mine, and our conversations were from such different perspectives that they couldn't understand me. I went home to England, I put everybody through the program. And they came out kind of quite marveled at the fact of how this identified them, and how, really quite honestly, they didn't know the hell I was. But what it did do is take away judgment. It took away that false expectation of that I should be like them. They understood that no way could I be like them in any way at all. My personality was so radically different. My thinking, my perspective, my action was based on the personality that I am, as was theirs. But what it did do is gave us a communicational style where we learned to speak to one another in what you might call a central hub. So everybody puts that conversation to that central hub, and from that central hub is where you speak to one another in the language everyone understands. I can't expect them to truly understand who I am and where I'm going. They're not in my head. They're not my personality. They can't see things the way I can, so why would they understand? At the same time, I understand their barriers, their obstacles, and the way they think, but it's something that I can never put myself into. But in understanding to it, I don't impose my complete broad freedom on them because it's something that causes a fear for them. So I address what they need to hear, which is the security, the safeness of my life. In understanding who we are and the four key personalities, we actually have a better understanding of why we make the decisions we do. Once people have taken this perceptual communication course with me, we then go into the view of life. The view of life is a way of looking at your life from the outside in. I take you on a journey, and in that journey we find out what are the barriers, what are the challenges, what are the obstacles, what's switched on in your life, what's switched off. At the end of that journey, you actually have a better understanding of where your life is now and the things that you've let go of that you shouldn't have, the things that you've allowed to become a mountain that are really a molehill. But not only that, you've learned to understand your life from your perspective, from your particular character, and you understand why you see your life that way. It gives you the empowerment to change. It gives you the empowerment to look at things in a real way. Knowledge is so empowering because with that knowledge, we now have the empowerment to take action. Delete what does not serve us. Pump up what does. Empower ourselves to really reach those goals that we want to reach without the barriers we unknowingly put in our way. The two courses together give you communicative styles, communicative understanding, communicative tools, not just with other people, but with yourself. We are the personalities we are, and there's always one that's very, very key. The other characters come up and down according to our life skills, where we are at this time. But if we know where they are, we know how to draw on them. Color coding. I'm going to tell you a little about me and my color coding, and in this way you might have a better understanding of why my approach to my work is the way it is. I am, in the true colors, a blue. A blue is a person of empathy, a person who is a feeler. We instinctually feel things. We will go out there and address things that require our empathy, our feeling, our nurturing. Elementary school teacher, nurses, caregivers, people that love to work with children, people that love to liberate and enlighten people. They are complete givers. I am a sky blue, way up there in the sky, very, very dictated by this color, and I am always giving. I have then two colors that come down underneath that, which is a green and orange. The green is analytical, and I'm a very analytical person, but not in a judgmental way. Although it may come across as that, my analysis will see what the problem is because I use it through my empathy and my understanding. And now in the analysis that I do, I can see where the blockages are, where the pain is, what needs to be let go, what your possibilities are. With my spiritual abilities, I very often can see your path that lies ahead of you, and I can tell you which path would suit you better. You're the one who has to walk it, but I can tell you what the roadmap is. So I'm analytical from the point of view of being able to see a solution to the challenges that face you. The orange is action. These are the people that are in action. I see it. I love it. Let's do it. Let's go. I'm very much one of those people. When I see a solution to a problem, I'm immediately into action. When I see something and my soul, heart, spirit agrees, I'm fervently into action. I don't need to then analyze it because at that point, I'm trusting entirely my instincts. Orange people are incredibly instinctual. These are very much your high entrepreneurs, the people that are your trailblazers, the people that lead the pack. They see it, they know how to act on it, and very generally they have the good tongue in which to speak in that action. The other color is a gold. My gold is way down at the bottom of my pack. This gold represents people who really like tradition, like to play it safe, are not the leaders in the world, but very good followers. They're the multitaskers in the sense that you can hand them an array of information. I need this, that needs to be done, that needs to be filed, and I want that. And that person will get it for you immediately. Very structural, very organized, very orderly. But don't ask them to step outside of their realm. Don't ask them to do something that's above their comfort. This can bring on fear, it can bring on stress. It is not something they're comfortable in doing. If they have seen other people do it and a safe passage has been made for them, they'll follow. But they're not the trailblazers. They are the foundation builders. So, your blues are the people that can see the dream. Your orange are the people that can implement that dream into a blueprint. The oranges are the people that can take that blueprint and lay it out for all else to see so the golds can come in and build from that blueprint. I'm going to give you a Navy SEAL. What do you think a Navy SEAL would be? What do you think a sniper would be? What do you think a soldier would be? And what do you think the medical team would be? Well, let's see if you can guess this. A Navy SEAL would be an orange. They can go into any situation with very little information and think on their feet in a millisecond. They can get into action, they can assess very quickly, and they can do. That's the kind of thing you want when you've got somebody that's going into a situation they don't know what they're faced with. They can think on their feet and act in the immediate. Very, very good in a crisis. Very, very good in an immediate decision-making moment. If you go into the green, you're now looking at a sniper. A sniper may have to sit there or lie there for quite some time with his eye on the ball, constantly assessing the wind, waiting to have that target, waiting for that command. They've got the patience. They know how to analyze the situation. They know when to do it. and it requires a great deal of patience. And these analytical greens can have a great deal of patience. Your soldier would be your gold. They will follow instructions to the letter T. They will do it dutifully, they will do it correctly, and they will do it without any questioning. What do you think is left? The blue, the medical team, the people that go in there to pick the people up, to heal the people, and again, multitaskers. Especially if you have an injured soldier, an injured person, there's so many things they've got to do at that time, so many things they've got to assess, so many things they have to act on, and the blue can do that. They'll feel for that person. There's no way you could give a blue a gun and be a sniper. The whole thing that was going through their head, what if they're redeemable? What if this person, I could save them? You could not give a sniper to a blue. A blue could go in with the orange, because blues are very, very quick on their feet as well. But they might be traumatized by what they see, so therefore might not be able to completely quickly into action. If they see somebody in pain, they really want to rescue. A gold can put those feelings aside and do what they're told and face what they face. They'll react later, but at that time, they're a soldier and they will do what they need to do. This is the program that I teach, Perceptual Communication. I teach you what your personality is. I show you who you are, how people are hearing you, what you're really saying, why you make the decisions that you do. And then when we go through your view of life, you have a better understanding of why you make the choices you do, why you've chosen that path for yourself, what obstacles you've unknowingly put in the way because of your personality. And we help unravel all of that. We help you see your life clearly, clarity, simply. My program is simple. No big bells and whistles. No 12 steps. Two simple programs. Two simple programs. And at the end of that, you have an understanding of self. Now you can start deleting what does not serve you. You can start embracing what does. You can start facing the obstacles. You can start empowering your possibilities. I never feed fear. I never feed drama. And if you're wishing to stay in your misery, then don't call me. I can only work with you if it's a free will. You have to be willing to step up to the plate and say, I have enough value of self that I want to find myself and I want to find my path. I can only work with you if you are willing to work with yourself. Now that is the big question of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Are you? Are you a person that will listen to everybody and all of their solutions, but never ever take the steps forward? Or are you a person that really wants to step forward and take action? I have Christian in line. Hello, Christian. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much. I love the way you laid things out. It is very simple to identify where I fit in. And in terms of color, I'm definitely a blue. All the things that I've done have been in the caregiving role. And when you talked about, like, really following your soul, and I know in my soul that I am a spiritual teacher and guide and helping other people connect to spirit, and yet I'll have ideas to do workshops and get excited, and I'll have vision. I have lots of visions that come up, but I definitely don't have that orange quality, so to speak, of following it through or
the action.
So that's where I get stuck all the time. Like, I'm a constant visionary, but I'm not following through on things.
And I understand that, because Go ahead.
Go. No. So it's interesting. I would love feedback on that of having these ideas, but then, you know, letting them come into fruition.
A lot of people think it's a lack of discipline, which actually, in a sense, part yes, part no. Because you're such a visionary and the dreamer and you see things all the time, you're probably in a constant movement in your head. Your dreams are probably, you know, constantly blueprinting and building. And it is hard to kind of center oneself to download, to take those dreams and visions and put it down into something. And I would say try and find an avenue, whether you're speaking into a recorder, you're writing it by hand, you're on the computer, but taking those points, and even if it's not kind of coherent, like, you know, you don't have to write an essay on it, even if it's just points, getting something down, concrete in front of you, because that helps you start identifying it rather like you're seeing all the puzzle in the sky. You know where the pieces go. But when it's actually down, laid down in front of you, they break up and it's hard to find them. Try to start documenting the thought, randomly even. Start putting the puzzle back into picture. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I have, like, I do have a little voice recorder, and I will often talk into that just to, like, if an idea pops in my head. And I do find that to be helpful. I'll write little notes. And even in the way I write down notes, like, oh, I have this idea, I mean, they're scattered all over the place. And I feel like I've been labeled by my German father. Like, it's not his fault, but, like, very, and I'm similar to my mom, who's also very spiritual, artistic, creative type of, you're so scattered and disorganized.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that it does require a little discipline, because I'm the same way. I'm a flyer, as I call it. I'm forever up in the sky teaching with the wind. And it did take a discipline for me to kind of somewhat ground myself. I call myself a floater. I'm not a rooter. But get to a level where I could really start putting those thoughts down. One of the ways I did it is I became an article writer, and if you go to my site on the About Me, it will lead you to all my articles for the last 10 years, or 11 years now. And it was something that I could start writing down how I felt about a subject at the time, and in that, my story would come out. The clarity. Documenting in some ways, even if it's only in pockets, because the pockets grow, and then they start forming a picture or a dialogue of their own, and then you start having a flow of those pockets into something cohesive or into a plan. But right now, just to get them out of your head and into something, start pocketing things down into something that, you know, is taking it from your head, and you are visually or orderly hearing.
Ooh, that's very helpful for me to hear. Absolutely. And just and grounding myself and really taking the time to ground myself and then find avenues, like you said, you know, either writing for somebody or doing something, you know, creating a workshop with somebody where I have the discipline of writing down the ideas, and if I need help putting some order to them, you know, finding a person who that's what they're really good at.
I'm an orderly person, and if you go to my site, the biggest problem I have is that I have so much to say, and it's all in the site. But as I was saying with Michelle today, people want that 10-second intro, you know, that 10 seconds that will say, this is everything that I do in a nutshell, that's it, because they're too lazy to read. I require interaction with people that work with me, so they have better not be lazy, because if you really want to place value on yourself, or you really want to understand who you are, you really want to empower your life, you've got to give me two things, your time and your action, and then I'll help you get there. So if you really want people to help you, take the time to get to know what they're offering. And don't think everything is a big flash on a computer saying, this is everything I do and I'm a quick cure. Nothing is a quick cure, but things can be simple and put you on the right road to where you need to go. Spend the time to get to know the people by reading their blogs, by speaking to them, by getting to know them, because you could be dismissing people that can help you on your journey. And if you're wanting to follow this path, there is an awful lot of discipline in the sense of how you have to go about it. And it's not an easy path, I will tell you. It's not an easy path because people do reject help. But you can help in a way that you're still secure in your own life. Help those that ask for help. You can never help those that don't want help. There are a lot of people that want to live in the drama. They're not ready to let go of the pain. Their fear is something that grounds them. When people say, yes, I need help and offer you the hand, then you can help them. Until then, no. But you can let them know there for when they're ready.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for, I thought it was very clear, your explanation, and I will look up your website. This is my first time listening today, and I will definitely explore more. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, love, and have a good day.
I will.
Thank you, darling. Bye. The website for people that are tuning in, you obviously have seen it, is theimportanceofyou.ca, and that is a letter U, not a Y-O-U, theimportanceofyou.ca. You can contact me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, at The Importance of You if you're wanting to book a workshop or talk to me about anything. I do online counseling. I do the View of Life online. The perception communication, I have not devised a way yet to do it fully online. However, I can get a synopsis of your personality to take you onto your view of life so you have a better understanding of self. I give you the time. I ask you to give me the time so I can help you. It isn't about the money. Well, clearly, I have a living to make, but it isn't about the money. It's about investing in your future, in yourself. It's about understanding who you are so you can be a better communicative person with other people in your life. I work a lot with couples. I help them understand who each of them are so they can learn to talk to each other in the color coding, as I call it. They learn to understand each other better. They don't take things so personally in their relationships when they understand it's just coming from their perspective. I also help people break up if they need to do that. Sometimes the chapter has just come to an end, and there's a new chapter in your book of life that is to be written. And no matter the years you've had together, if your paths have separated and they've gone a different way, you can part immediately. You can part on friendly terms. You've had those years together. You've shared that life together. You can honor that time that you've had together and let go of each other so that you both may find a new chapter in life that gives you something more. We cannot expect to be everything to everyone in our lives. There are many chapters in our lives of everything that we do, and very often that's a relationship as well. If the relationship works and if the relationship is communicative, valued, honored, and you are there in tune and riding in the same life together, fantastic. But if not, learn to let go of what is not serving you. Learn to embrace what possibilities are out there for you. Learn to say yes to life and learn to live from the soul, heart, spirit to intent. I can help you. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. This month we're going to have some interesting people on the topics. Look to the site to see who is coming next. I'm very thankful for being able to give you this time this week and be able to explain a little more about who I am and who you possibly could be. If you want to know more, darlings, please give me drop me a line. And all the people that are coming on are people that I believe in the work that they're doing, and I wish to empower them and all that they have done. I have a lot of past episodes there. Please do tune into them. You can download them anytime and hear them anytime. You can get them from iTunes or you can download them from the site. And I've had some very interesting interviews in the last month. So go back to the archive and listen to a few more. I hope everybody has a fantastic week. Blessings to everyone. Please, we value you.